This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Random interesting economic fact of this Wednesday, of which I was not aware until today. There's a statute of limitations of sorts on a lot of the consumer debt that's out there. It's different in different states, and it depends on the kind of debt we're talking about, credit card versus, say, doctor's bills. But after that statute runs, I mean, you still owe the money, but debt collection agencies are really limited in what they can do to get you to pay, which has led those collection agencies to get creative. Renee Merle covers business for The Washington Post, including this slice of the debt collection economy. Renee, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do me a favor and tell me, first of all, what kind of debt we're talking about here?
We're mostly talking about consumer debt, credit cards, auto loans, that sort of thing.
Okay. And so to the point of this article, we're talking now obviously about debt that is old. It has been passed from the original owner of the debt to collection agencies. And what you have discovered and reported on in this piece is that there are ways that those collection agencies are using to reinvigorate, shall we say, this old and expired debt.
Exactly. So there's a statute of limitations, and after that time, debt collectors can no longer sue you to recover that debt. But there's a loophole. And if you make a payment, no matter how small, a penny, a dollar, that resets the statute of limitations. And so they're no longer restricted from suing you.
Okay, so tell me the story of this woman in the piece. I think it was a 19-cent payment that got garnished from wages, and then that was used. Give me her story.
Exactly. So this is an Oklahoma woman who had old debt. She had gone through a divorce and a bankruptcy, and she had this old Target credit card bill, and she had tried to pay it but couldn't. And then she got a notice in the mail that they were trying to sue her. And what they were citing as their last payment was 19 cents that they had garnished from her checking account. If you had gone back to the last purposeful payment that she had made, the debt would have been too old to collect. But since they were citing the 19 cents, they said they were still legally able to sue her for that bill.
Right. So talk to me now about the current state of affairs, because we have a Federal Fair Lending Act that is something like 40 years old. You say in this piece there are different laws depending on the state and the kind of bill it is. There is an entire federal bureaucracy called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau involved in this. What is the current state of play on debt like this that is old and attempting to be collected?
Well, the first thing you need to realize is that consumer debt is at an all-time high. It just reached $4 trillion. And so while the economy is still good and people are still generally keeping up with their bills, if there's ever a recession, this becomes a more pressing issue. At the same time, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, is issuing this real first update in 40 years to debt collection rules. And consumer advocates are actually really concerned that the update that they're proposing won't help consumers and stopping debt collectors from trying to trick you into, you know, reviving this old debt.
Say more about that tricking thing, because consumers, while in theory responsible for their actions, are sometimes naive, and debt collectors can be creative.
Well, I've heard of cases where the debt collector calls and says, look, I'll stop calling if you just pay me $25. And the consumer doesn't realize if they pay that $25, that allows the debt collector to sue them. And so they're actually, you know, allowing the debt collector to kind of trick the consumer into reviving this debt that they couldn't go after them for legally otherwise.
We should point out here, actually, that this is all legal, right? I mean, there are loopholes that these agencies are taking advantage of. They've got good lawyers who figure this stuff out.
Debt collectors say, look, we're following the law. Right. And they admit the law is complicated. The problem is for consumers, it's even more complicated. I've been covering these issues for quite a while. I had no idea there was a statute of limitations on, you know, my cell phone bill. And so it creates an unequal playing field against the debt collector.
And now they have it because they've listened to this and read your piece. Renee Merle at The Washington Post, where she covers business. Renee, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.